Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music! Well, welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, Jack. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. Now, Jack, this is where the real hits at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw.
It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all?
This is Eshaan.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Welcome to episode 84 of the Murder Master Music Show. We're creeping on number 100. Shit, man, fucking, KFYB, they're creeping on number 50, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the BG, you know what I'm saying, Underground Classics, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Central, you got KFYB, of course, and once in a while, on occasion, 9 p.m. Central is on Sunday, you get the Church of Reality. I got some things I'm working on with that, so I'll keep you updated. But tonight, we got a special guest. We're going to Gary, Indiana, which is one of the most violent places in America, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with Gary for many years, you know what I'm saying, right, with Murder Dog. I had the pleasure to interview, you know, Freddie Gibbs when he was starting out. Also, of course, you know what I'm saying, Thugged Out, Finger Roll, CCA, you know, a lot of talent in Gary, Indiana. A lot of fucking talent, you know what I'm saying? I also had the unfortunate experience of having the right up the memorial for Mafioso of Thugged Out from Murder Dog Magazine. I actually spoke with his brother, Mutt Dog, literally about 3 to 4 days before Mafioso was killed. And me and Mutt Dog, we were literally talking about how the crime, the murder rate in Gary was spiking. He said during the last weekend, you know, 5 or 6 people were killed. And then 3 to 4 days later, I get a call from, his manager at the time, or, his entertainment attorney saying that his brother was murdered. That's how real this shit is, folks. This shit ain't no fucking joke. And it ain't just in the Midwest. You know, it ain't just in the, it ain't even just in America. It's around the globe. People are killing each other. Human life is something that we all need to value. But unfortunately, some of us don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They will kill you for pennies on the dollar. They do not care. It's not even about robbery or anything anymore. It's about ego. It's about arrogance. It's about showing out in front of your homies. It's about trying to prove to others, you know, that you're a man. Killing somebody ain't proving shit except one thing, and that's that you fucked your life off and you fucked off somebody else's life, including their family. So put down the goddamn guns. Stop killing each other. I'm gonna call our guest right now, you know what I'm saying, Freddie Gibbs. Yo, he's been down with Young Jeezy, but we all know, you know what I'm saying, he's no longer fucking with Jeezy, which I can't blame him, you know what I'm saying. I have never really been a fan of that whole movement over there, you know what I'm saying, but I definitely been fucking with Freddie Gibbs, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. So we're bringing him on the show right now. Hey, what up, Freddie? How you doing, brother? Yeah, welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, man. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Just ripping and running, man. Putting out the album.
I got to hear it, man. I got to hear a good majority of it. I just want to say it's fucking incredible.
Man, I appreciate that, dog. I tried to put out the best shit, you know what I mean, this year. And I mean, I knew what I was up against. I know I'm up against, you know, the Jay-Z, the Kanye,
You know what though? When I look at them dudes, I can't even put them in the same light, because to me they're rapping about shit that I can't relate to, or my people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're rapping about some real street shit that's going on, people losing their lives. You know, I interviewed Mud Dog 3 days before Mafioso was killed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Gary, I was just telling the listeners, Gary is no fucking joke, and that's the environment that you come out of. And this,
right.
I believe this album reflects it. What inspired you to do this album?
Just, you know, it's the brand I've been pushing. I want to push, you know, my ESGN brand, man. So I just really had to just set myself apart from Jeezy right now, you know?
Yeah, you had to break away from that bullshit. I feel you on that.
Yeah, I had to break away from that fake-ass shit and just really establish myself. And that's what I was trying to do from the get-go with him, but, you know, it didn't work. So I just, you know, it was just me having to, you know, push my own line right now, you know. And that's what I was trying to do with this album.
I couldn't
let all this space this whole year go past without, you know, waiting on a situation or waiting on somebody to give me another deal, you know what I mean? So I had to, you know, do what I had to do. Like, nobody probably ever, you know, probably approach me to give me a deal, you know what I mean? So I got to take matters into my own hands, you know.
I interviewed you when you was coming up, you know what I'm saying, the Murder Dog, and I've seen, you steadily build your fan base up on your own over the years,
right,
without a Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying,
right,
without anybody but yourself, you know, and I know you've been fucking with Finger Roll and cats over there in the city. Shout out to Finger Roll and everybody, you know what I'm saying, I ain't spoke to in a minute, but I feel you, man. Was Jeezy selling you pipe dreams? Was he just stringing you along? What was the deal with that clown?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just like, you know, him saying one thing and it's just not being it, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much what it boiled down to. I don't have no, you know, personal problem with him or anything of that nature, because I didn't deal with him on a personal level, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, we was together a lot, but, you know, we was never really cool like that, you know what I mean? So it just came down to, you know, when a person lying to you, they fucking with your family and your future, you know what I mean? How your family eat. So, you know, when a person tell me, like, oh, yeah, you signed to this label or whatnot, and that's not the case, then it's like a lie. Like, Jeezy, like, out his mouth told me I had to deal with Epic. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I was ready to go full throttle with my shit, but that wasn't the case. He lied. He said that, but that wasn't the case with them. So he kind of, like, made me look stupid. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just got tired of being, you know, playing the fool. So I wasn't going to play the fool no more. You know what I mean? And I'm not one of them guys that's just happy to be around you, my nigga. I got, like you said, I got my own brand and my own fan base. So as long as I satisfy them, my fan base is, you know, it ain't nowhere near as big as his. But, you know, as long as I satisfy my core, that's all that matter to me, man. Because, you know, my core brand, you know, they feed me, they keep me fed. So I'm good.
Well, you're gonna get, you know what I'm saying, the fan base that's going to continuously buy your shit every time you drop. You're going to get that real fan base, you know what I'm saying? This dude,
right,
he makes a couple flops in a row, he's done. I don't care how long his longevity is in the rap game or whatnot. He's just a couple hits away from being nothing, you know, and forgot about. You know, I've seen it happen
right
time and time again with artists, but a cat like you, you've been building your brand all these years. I think you've got enough to sustain yourself in this rap game, whether it's mainstream or underground. You know, personally,
right,
I think the underground is where it's at right now anyway.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm, you know, take control of that. Like I said, man, I try to take things over, like, you know, kind of like Master P did. That's how I'm trying to brand ESGN, kind of like I know Limit did in the 90s, in the 2000s and
90s. Yeah, definitely. And for those that don't know what ESGN is, what does it stand for?
Evil seeds grow naturally.
Eating what?
Evil seeds grow naturally.
Evil seeds grow naturally. That's cold shit. That's cold shit right there. That's some Gary, Indiana shit. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely some Gary. Now, let me ask you this. Growing up in Gary, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how did you make it? Because that's just like growing up in fucking Afghanistan, pretty much. How did you get to the place where you are today?
I mean, you know, I grew up in the Vice Lord neighborhood, man, on the east side, Virginia Street, 15th, 17th Avenue. So I just ran with who I had to run with and do what I had to do to maneuver. And just always, you know, maintain my stability and never owe nobody nothing. That was the main thing with me. I ain't never owed nobody nothing, so I ain't never had to, you know, I paid my dues in the game, you know. So it was just, you know, just God, you know. That's all I can say, because there's a lot of nights where my life was on the line, and, you know, I'm rapping about it now. So, you know what I mean? I can't do nothing but, you know, thank God for that.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk.
That's real.
The album, when is it dropping?
Oh, the album's already out, bro.
It's out right now, so they can go. Where can they go pick it up?
You can go pick it up on iTunes right now, ESGN. Go get that Babyface Killer 2, that's out. You know what I mean? Cold Dan Hill. You know, in the fall, I got the Madlib album coming. You know what I mean? That's a real eccentric project for me. Cocaine Pinata. That's for all the, you know, all the rap heads, all the hip hop heads that want to see a nigga spit that shit. So that album ain't gonna do nothing but show motherfuckers I'm the best spitter, as well as the most gangster. You know what I mean? So and then right after that, I'm coming with a Straight Killer Part 2. You know what I mean? That's coming. That I'm shit about halfway done with that. About 75% done with that. So
he's not stopping.
You know, I'm not stopping no more. I'm not letting no label, no artist, no nothing hold me up. When my fans want some music, I'm putting it out for them. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'll never be stagnant again, because I got my own situation and my own method of putting out my music. So, you know, I can't do number one, you know?
Yeah, and people have told me themselves that they heard the album and they're really impressed with it. I've heard a lot of people say it's your best work to date. And I think so too. Because since I've been bumping it today, I haven't stopped bumping it at all. And I want to tell you what one of my favorite tracks is, and I want to thank you for doing this, Fame. Because you went and got Daz and Spice One. Man, Spice has been on the show several times. I salute you for that, because we always say on this show, these fuck boys that got these deals, they ain't going out and getting the Spice Ones. They ain't getting the Sebos. They ain't getting the B-Lows. You know what I'm saying? And I really, really respect you for doing that, man. What made you want to go get Spice and Daz?
I mean, you just said it. I mean, you said it all. It's self-explanatory. I grew up on their music, so, I mean, it was just only right for me to, you know, guys that I grew up on, you know, I drew my style from them, so why not, you know, do a record with them to show that I can compete on their level, you know what I mean? So that's what, that's really what all it was with me, man. It's just, you know, paying homage, and that's what I always try to do, pay homage, man. If I don't, you know, if you don't do that, I think you're lost in this game. You don't know your history, you don't know where you're coming from. And I make gangster rap, and those are some of the pioneers, you know, and the focal points of the genre, you know, of a dying genre. So, you know
very,
what I mean?
Very,
so,
very dying genre, yeah.
It's only correct for me to continue the genre with those that, you know, helped start it, you know what I mean? I want to evolve into something, man, but I don't ever want to evolve from a gangster rapper, man. That's what I am. That's what I do, you know what I mean? The streets, you know, is what I am, you know. Like, a lot of people compare me to, you know, guys like, you know, Tupac and Scarface, and you know what I mean? And those, you know, those are big shoes to fill. So I think that I have a responsibility to this game now, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. If you can't stick around, we're going to play Lay It Down, and we're going to be right back. Introduce this song for me.
Oh, man, this is a new joint, man, off the ESGN album. On iTunes right now, baby. Lay It Down. The video out right now, too, man. You know what I mean? So, you just watch this motherfucking video, you would catch a felony, so. All that.
Yeah. Take to a motherfucking face. Yeah.
Take to the motherfucking face.
Yeah. Lay it down, bitch. Bitch, lay it down. Straight to the cake, straight to the face. What up, make a sound. Got a cake for the face, cake for the weight. Good nigga about my face, though. All black with strap, cut for the axe. Y'all never sit that cake, bro. I'm frozen a motherfucker. $1 billion in, bitch, I'm on like a motherfucker. Fuck strong like a motherfucker. Fight for a four black stones in the motherfucker. From the land to the game, man. Two crimes get crossed out, nigga can't hang. Better watch what you say, man. Sitting them bones and they all
be with you, killer, bitch. I be with you, killer, nigga. Certified go killer, bitch. I be with you, powder, flipper, flipper, flipper. Yeah, tell to the jury, y'all, my nigga. The kid, the picture. Back, back, turn it that top of the picture. I be with you, killer, bitch. I be with you, killer, nigga. Certified go killer, bitch. I be with you, powder, flipper, flipper, flipper. Yeah, tell to the jury, y'all, my nigga. The kid, the picture. Back, back, turn it that top of the picture. Lay it down, bitch, down, bitch.
Phenomenal, man. It's one of those albums,
yeah, man,
you just press play and just let it ride, you know?
Yeah, I caught a lot of flack because some faggots on the internet, they were saying, like, oh, man, your album too long and all this shit, but I think that's what people wanted, you know what I mean?
They want the value. I mean, as a consumer, right, when I buy an album, I want more for my money, you know?
Right, you spent $1,000 at, you know, 18 tracks, you know what I mean? Oh, shit, can't you mad at that?
No. You know why they're giving you flack? Because they're content with what these fuckboys are giving them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These cross-dressing fucking weirdos. They're content with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rather than back in the old days when you would buy a Spice One record or an MC8 record or DJ Quick and get, you know what I'm saying, a solid 16 or 18 tracks. You know, fuck them. But, the album's out right now. I can't stress to you folks enough to just go pick that shit up. You know what I'm saying? ESGN,
wow.
Freddie Gibbs, iTunes. But, you know what I'm saying? Why I got you on the line, you know what I'm saying? I saw a little bit of an interview you did with MTV. And you was basically just talking about how Jeezy was something that you thought he wasn't. At first, he was cool. But when you got around the dude, you know what I'm saying? You said the cape came off. You know what I'm saying? And there was something else there. What was there?
Like I said before, man, there was just a lot of, just, you know, empty promises and things of that nature. And, you know, things that I just saw that I just was like, you know, I mean, just you know, just the way a person roll, you know, the vibe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way, you know, it could be little things, like how you treat his homies to, you know, how you treat the people that, you know, the artist, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, things of that nature just made me like, you know, I'd rather do my own thing, no disrespect, you know what I mean? But, you know, I tried to, like, move respectfully, you know, in breaking my thing off with him. But, you know, like, in the process of me, you know, going my own way, you know, I started getting, you know, blackballed and things of that nature. So I just decided to, you know, let it all hang out. And, you know, at this point, I don't care if, you know, he blackballed me or anybody else in the industry blackballed me. Because, you know, I got a fan base and I continue to put my music out. And I'm still getting booked, man, for shows. So, I mean, you know, they
want
to
hear that
shit.
They want to hear that real shit, man. Have you, let me ask you this. You know, we have the real Rick Ross on a lot. Shout out to the real Freeway Ricky Ross. And I got a lot of controversy for this question I'm about to ask you, but I asked the real Freeway Ricky Ross if he would go a couple rounds with the fake Rick Ross. Would you go a couple rounds with Jeezy?
I mean, I'd go a couple rounds with anybody that want to catch a fade with me, man. It could be Jeezy. Fuck who it is, man. I fight just about anybody. You know, I ain't saying I could beat everybody, but I'm not going to run from nothing. I'm too old for that. So,
you ain't going to let no one disrespect you.
Yeah, I'll fight Mike Tyson for $1 million a round.
Yeah, me too. I probably wouldn't live to see it, but at least my head be straight, so...
Jeezy definitely a guy I wouldn't back down from, but it ain't got to that level, you know. So I mean, and I'm sure that you know nobody on their end want to take it to that level.
Definitely, not a good look right there. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying. But has he approached you like a man and talked to you about what's going on, or have you pretty much not heard from him?
Yeah. I mean, you know. Shit, man. I mean, he definitely ain't approached me like a man and, you know, and sorted out, you know, which could have easily been done. And like I said, I'm a woman from fam. You know, all I need is just a real nigga conversation, you know, without the Hollywood shit, you know.
Yeah.
And that's all, you know, and it's over with. You know, I don't want people to think I'm about to, you know, base my career around this nigga. I'm about to come out with a song dissing this nigga every day or every month. I could really care less about him, you know what I mean? But at the time when I was making this ESGN album, you know, it was fuck Jeezy every day. So, you know, that's what you get from this album. You know what I mean? You know, of course, you know, definitely, you know, after making it, I'm in a different space. So, you know, I could care less, you know what I mean? Like, I put it out there, I got it off my chest, and, you know, I'm pretty much done with it until, you know, anybody fire a shot at me, then, you know, I go to the annihilation phase, you know.
And so far, there hasn't happened. There hasn't been no rebuttals or anything like that? Or...
And it's going to be no rebuttals, you know. It's going to be fake-ass answers. It's going to be shit that the publicist tell a nigga to do. It's probably going to be his publicist right there telling them, interviewers, don't ask no Freddie Gibbs questions. So it ain't going to be nothing. Like I said, got that shit off my chest for my fan base. I don't give a fuck about how nobody in the industry feel about it, you know. I want to tell my people that fuck with me, my solid core, how I was feeling, and that's what I was feeling. So, you know.
Yeah, and I commend you for doing that, man. I commend you for a lot of dudes, they don't have the nuts to make an album, you know what I'm saying, or make a song about how they feel anymore because they're afraid of whose toes they're going to step on.
Right,
you know?
They fear that their relationships, you know what I'm saying, they're going to fuck up, you know. And I just figured, man, I always going to want to speak my mind. You know what I mean? Why am I going to stop now? You know what I mean? I'm banned from, like, certain radio stations because I said certain things, you know. But, I don't care, though. You know, it is what it is. You know, you don't got to play my shit. Somebody's going to play my shit. It's always going to be a market for what I do. You know, but I'm dead or alive. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to be a market. And like I said before, the underground's always going to fuck with you. You got the streets. You know what I'm saying? You got people all over, all over the globe. You've already established yourself, so I see big things happening for you, man. And then now, you know what I'm saying, aside from this ESGN, you said you can go in many different directions. Where are you going next?
I'm going next with the Cocaine Pinata with Madlib. You know, like I said, that's going to be definitely a new step in my career that I'm taking, you know. And me and Madlib already toured all over Europe, so, you know, we a good combination, you know what I mean? Like, he do what he do, and I do what I do, and neither one of us compromise anything in doing that. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Does it? I mean, how does it compare to the ESGN, or is it something totally different?
I mean, it's something way totally different. I don't know if you're familiar with Madlib, but people that are, they gonna see what it is, you know what I mean? You know, it's not. It might confuse some people. But, you know, the people that's up on what he's doing, they're going to understand it. I'm not doing, like, no goddamn techno shit, no goddamn rock bullshit. This ain't like, you know, a motherfucker picking up a rock album. Nah, it ain't no weird shit. It's just, you know, that, you know, boom bap,
hard, you know, sample type of hip hop, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much what that whole album is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm talking about. You've been in the game on many levels, whether it be the underground or like I said, I saw you on an interview on MTV. I mean, all hip hop. You know, you've been up there. A lot of speculation going on right now. The whole industry is talking about this gay shit. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing these dudes running around like Dwayne Wade showing up to the game in women's shoes and wearing a pink purse. Have you seen any funny shit like that in the industry that made you double take and what the fuck?
I mean, yeah, definitely, man. You know what I mean? But it's just like, man, we in a day and age right now where it's like if you say anything about them or anything of that nature, like you totally lose. it's crazy. It's like a hate crime or something if you speak your mind. But I mean, you know, it is what it is,
yeah,
man. The way I feel about all of that is, you know, I'm not going to bed with nobody but me and, you know, my bitch. So, you know, I could care less with another man.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's sweet behavior and the and all that shit. Well, you know, it is what it is. It ain't nothing to do with me, so I just avoid it.
Yeah. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? I call them out. You know, fuck them swaggots. We call them swaggots. You know what I'm saying? They on that bullshit. But, you know, I'm not in your position, you know what I'm saying, where I could, potentially, you know what I'm saying, not get played at a radio station or anything like that. So I guess I could say what I want. But you pretty much summed it up in a real honest way. I appreciate that. A lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying, they dance around the subject when we bring it up, and, you know,
yeah,
I can't do nothing but respect that.
I mean, you know, I'm a man at the end of the day, man, and, you know,
I
teach my family a certain way to live, and I'm pretty sure they teach their family a certain way to live, you know. I'm a rock with how I go, you know.
Yeah, do you. Yeah, I feel that, definitely, you know, but, man, I'm going to get to some more music here in a minute, but before I let you go, you know, we already know to go to iTunes. If people, you know what I'm saying, want to get at you for features, what's the best way to do it? Or shows or anything of that nature?
Man, you can hit up, Archie@FreddieGibbs.com or Lambo@FreddieGibbs.com. They're my two dudes. Or you can just holler at me on Twitter, man, @FreddieGibbs. Everything's simple, man. You know, get at the dude, man. You know, shit, we all about that pepper, man.
Yeah, most definitely. And I want to thank you for taking out time to come on the show. I really appreciate it. And thanks for calling back in. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep fucking with you. So hopefully we can have you on again in the future, you know.
Man, definitely. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
No doubt, man. You take care of yourself. Tell Finger Roll Scott from Murder Dog said what up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to do that.
All right, be easy, brother. There we have it. We had Young Jeezy come through, you know what I'm saying? I spoke with his manager earlier today, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, time's limited, you know, he's doing what he's doing, but he came through. I appreciate him for calling back. I'm going to bring back on Mac J. Well, we got the dude to call back in and go in on a swag it again a little bit.
Yeah.
Known as Young Jeezy, who is... bullshit rapper, you know what I'm saying? What do they call him? Trap rappers. He started off as, you know, kind of like a T.I. and then slowly started to, you know, like he said, pretty much on that Hollywood shit, you know.
Motherfuckers think they better than the next motherfucker.
Prima donna ass
motherfucker.
I don't like people like that.
You want to be a sex symbol or something.
They think they're better than other people. And, you know, he said he didn't like the way that he treated his homies and things of that nature. And, you know, I can't respect a dude like that. And, you know, I interviewed Jeezy when he put out the USDA project. And, you know, I didn't really get too much of that from him, but you could still kind of tell he was on some type of Hollywood shit. You know, he had I had to go to, like, several people to get a hold of him. You know,
right. This
publicist, that manager, this person, this agent, that agent. I mean, it's like, come on. You know, get on the phone.
Right.
With Freddie, all I had to do was, you know what I'm saying, reach out to the homie Archie, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Send an email
that's
to the homie.
That's how it is with a lot of the real ones, though, Prayers. Like, they hit right back, man. And you know what I'm saying? Then you get these other motherfuckers that sometimes ain't relevant on shit trying to act like they done sold 800 million records or they still in the forefront of something. It's like, motherfucker, please.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
man.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Well, we're going to go off into some music. This one here, man, it's Handilla and Murdoch.
Yeah.
Molotov, you know what I'm saying? Murdoch got the first verse. Then we're going to bring on the homie Truth, you know what I'm saying? It's you know what I'm saying, Free Ray Rick Ross artist. He's got a song.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that's the homeboy from Carson, California, ain't it?
Carson City, yeah. He's got a hundred bar song we're going to debut right here tonight at Murder Master Music Show.
That's what's
but
up,
this
man.
One
he
right here.
Too.
Yeah, man, this one, he definitely go hard, man. We're going to have him come on and introduce it. But this one right here, this is fucking, you know what I'm saying, Demolition Camp, you know what I'm saying, UGS mm-hmm. Camp, Handilla, Murdoch, Molotov. Check this shit out.
Handilla.
Yeah. Half human, half God, hybrid, to breathe fire on your mortal ass. We are demigods, immortal Molotovs. We about to take it in hell, feel the pain. I am an arsonist, lyrics filled with arsenic. I'm poisonous, so bark with this. I'm snatching out your heart with this. And being too, your whole family, don't be a fool. With semi-automatic, I'm an addict to beat it too. You'll never stop me, I'm chemical when I enter body. I'm hydroponic, so you can blow me, you feel me knocking? I'm real knowledge, I'll rip your body, they'll never find it. Rewind it. On my shoulder ain't no angel, I'm a real sinner. Set them stone, let them burn eternally in there. M-U-R, Katie, you're facing a match, your team. Handilla, bad black. Throw red goons in the back with me. Master T, red and black. Demolition back on team. Back. Hit them with a track that bleeds. Hate on me, it's bad for me. Y'all, they don't think I'm ready for war. And when the Molotov off, it's R.I.P.
Trademark, you know what I'm saying? Stamped, sealed, and approved, you know what I'm saying, by the one, the only, the Bad Black, which he's got a fucking song and video coming out real soon.
Yeah.
I'm from the Shy. Six did the artwork. Shout out to Six. Any of you fucks need art, the only person you get at is Six. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up on fucking UGSforLife.com. That's SICCX@UGSforLife.com. And, you know what I'm saying, be prepared to pay the man for his time, because he's not no fucking Photoshop copy and paste graphic artist.
Right.
He's a goddamn real artist. He will.
And he alleged
too. He comes from a bloodline. His brother, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, was the legendary Dream TDK, world-renowned graffiti king. You know what I'm saying? Had endorsement deals with fucking Converse. Fuck with this dude on the art, or you ain't shit. Point blank. Let's bring on the homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Is this true?
Yeah. DJ Villain, man. What's good, dog?
Oh, this is DJ Villain, man. Shit, this is DJ Villain all the way from fucking Canada, north
what
of the motherfucking border over there. How you doing?
You know.
Man, I'm just getting drunk off my ass, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting drunk as fuck over there, huh? They got some good shit up there in Canada?
I just wanted to say what it do with UGS Radio, Underground Society, fuck the Illuminati, because we don't give a fuck about nobody, about that shit. Fucking mainstream. All the swaggers eat a dick and die slow.
All y'all motherfuckers die slow. You know what I'm saying? I think we got Troop on the line. But while we got you on the line, Troop, just hang on for a minute. Villain, introduce your song with the homie Scratch and J-Dot. Tell the people a little bit about it. We're going to play it real quick.
For sure. Yeah, so wrong, man. Because, you know, society's on some fucked up shit. And, man, we just on that track letting everyone know, man, how wrong it is. You know what I mean? It's my homie J-Dot. My homie Scratch up in Texas and shit. You know what I mean? We doing this shit for the UGS. And my homie Lil Chum in Montreal made the beat. And we put it down like that, man, because we always rapping about real shit. You know, it's fuck the Illuminati, though.
Straight up. The fuck up, man. For those of you who don't know who fucking Laidback Entertainment is, it's DJ Villain, Frozen, J-Dot, you know what I'm saying? And they've been fucking with us since day one. That's our affiliates. Those are the generals from Canada. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with them dudes. You know what I'm saying? More information about them at UGSforLife.com. All right, Villain, here it is. So wrong.
This right here, man. This right here, man, is for the have-nots. You feel me? It's in this game called life, man. It ain't always sunny days. You feel me, man? UGS for life. Fuck the Illuminati.
They wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up. Hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong, man. It's just a fucked up. They wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up. Hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong, man. It's just a fucked up.
They got me down. They got me down, man. Never since I threw my first punch and laid a bustin' down, man. I've been down, picked up and dropped off downtown. In and out of court, making deals, but the crowd, it really is a trap. 10 years on and off probation, I call that a trap. It's hard not to step, it's fucked up. They want real mans locked up, all bitches with strap-ons. Make big bucks, man. What the fuck, I'm throwing kamikaze. Fuck the Illuminati and their bitch made society. It's UGS till they kill me. Go to war with the New World Disorder. And I got plenty in the chamber full of lame dreams. Rapper through this microphone, infrared beam, ripping heads off like a guillotine. Fuck with the UGS, killer TV, repping for the have-nots. Killing tracks, slaying weak ass rappers down in the grass.
Wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up. Hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong, man. It's just a fucked up. Just wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up. Hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong. And it's so wrong, man. It's just a fucked up. They got you twisted in a spot that you don't know how to shake. Falling victim to a cycle they don't want you to break. We trap with chains and restraints that we can't even see ourselves. Suckers guided blindly by some product to sell. So predict them in a pill, such as sales and scales. This living gets intense when you short on your mail. Your bills will eat you alive because the bill that they signed. Now the money going down while the prices steady rise. You're fighting for some bullshit, preoccupied. Staring at the TV screen, the devil's in your eyes. Radio control the mind, it's not just hard. They sending signals to influence people's thoughts. What you thought, the war is being bought. Yeah, it's being good. The money went right back around and spilled a little blood. It's all for the love, but not the trust. The buzz, 1% I reap the benefit.
since the 99 kicked us. Wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up, hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, man, the system fucked up. Just wanna keep us there, bro. Wanna keep us locked up, hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, man, the system fucked up.
Without your gun in your bed, you ain't shit. Mr. Officer, you got the right to suck my dick. Serve and protect who? Harassing me, my boys, all you ever seem to do. Special red and blue, coming with your chest pumped. Illegally searching the contents in the trunk. Getting mad when you ain't buying shit. Call the K-9 to come and take a sniff. Just another day when you rolling with the click. This is my ID, I ain't gotta give you shit. What happened to the laws that you follow with your balls? You need probable cause before you holler at it all. So what you gonna do? Cause I ain't care, either way. You can't cage or take my belief. A conscious man will always be free. The one that keep us there, bro. One that keep us locked up, hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, man, it's just a fucked up. The one that keep us there, bro. One that keep us locked up, hoping that we kill each other off until we give up. And it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, and it's so wrong, man, it's just a fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. DJ Villain, Scratch LDP, and the one and only, you know what I'm saying, J-Dot, Lachum on the production. It's your Canadian people. Check out the video, UGSForLife.com. Going to bring on the homie right now, Truth, man. What's up, homie?
What up, what up? It's Truth. I'm here.
Man, how you been,
what's
brother?
Good? I'm good, man. I'm excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, last show we had you on, that was the infamous show where you know what I'm saying? The real Rick, you know what I'm saying, was willing to fight that fat piece of shit, fake cop motherfucker.
Dick tossing gay back music.
Yeah, gay back music. You know what I'm saying? But how you been since then? You been pretty good?
Yeah, I just been working on my LP. And this shit coming out so crazy, man. It's the best music I've ever done, I've ever been a part of, and you know, it's every day with it now. So all my attention, all my focus is to my music right now. So this next project is going to be crazy.
And when are you looking on dropping?
I don't even want to put a time limit on it, but probably late this year or early next year.
Yeah. Yeah, we would definitely.
I want to get all the business shit, you know, the business shit ready before we drop it.
How's Freeway doing?
Oh, he's straight. I think he's doing good. He's in Milwaukee right now. He left yesterday. You know,
okay,
he be traveling, getting money. Yeah, he be getting money everywhere. Yeah, straight up.
That's what it is, man. Yeah, that's what it is. What's it like to be, under his, you know what I'm saying, label, a man with his history? I mean, this guy goes from not just being one of the biggest drug dealers, but you know, CIA ran Contra to, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross, the fake rapper, you know what I'm saying, the lawsuit. What's it like to be, you know what I'm saying, such a high-profile dude as a CEO?
Well, at first, you know, it was like kind of like unreal, you know what I mean, just to be, you know, riding around, handling business with him. But then after a while, you know, because I'm a hustler too. So
yeah.
after a while, his whatever he got in him, it rub off on whoever you're around. So after a while, it stopped being like a wild thing, and start being like, damn, I'm blessed to, you know, like to be around somebody like this. And then it becomes like an absorbed thing. So I just be around him and I absorb what he does, and he know I am. So he do certain shit and talk a certain way around me because he know I'm listening. So he want to teach me the game step by step. So right now I'm just a student as far as like the hustling thing go. You know what I mean? I was doing my thing, but you know, I ain't talking about no illegal hustling. I'm just talking about just every, all this shit is a hustle. You know what I mean? Getting
right,
money
out her grinding and shit.
All of this shit is a grind, you know what I mean? But I ain't never been around nobody who do it not like him, but just as much. It's all he fucking do is this, is hustle. He don't chill and hang out and watch TV or none of that shit. So to be around him,
sounds
it
real
just
serious.
Took my shit. Yeah, it took my shit to another level. Just me as a man, took me to another level in the way I think and the way I spend my time. You know what I mean?
Well, you got,
I spend my time real wise now.
You got lyrics, man. We're going to get off into this song. Tell the people, you know, this 100-bar song. Tell the people a little bit about it, if you can.
Man, the song is called Balls Deep. And, you know, it sounds like some sexual shit, but it ain't. When I say balls deep, I'm saying, like, I'm about to fuck this beat. Like, I'm about to dig in this shit, balls deep. And the reason why I did it is because a lot of my new fans, they didn't know that about me. They seen, like, my little videos that I had, and one of them was, like, a party bus video, and the other one was, like, a hood video. So they didn't know. I felt like niggas didn't know that I was a lyricist. You know, my old fans know that from way back, but my new fans, I don't think they knew that. So I had to just set the record straight just so people know, like, I could make them hooks. I could write them hooks. I could make, you know what I mean, I could make a whole song, but I can also just go in the booth and spaz out and give you 100 at any time. And that's for any rapper out there who doubt me too.
Yeah.
Right.
You ready to put on the gloves like Freeway is, huh?
No,
this ain't going to be for charity, though, is it?
No.
Hey, and plus, I'm about to say shit, Prayer, since when he was on there, man, you know what I'm saying? I hit Truth Up on the Facebook. He accepted me and shit. I'll be checking this shit out. Yeah, this nigga, he go, man. You go, dog.
I'm glad
you came back on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers can get to hear you from, you know, different aspects and shit. This the outlet for that shit, man. We want motherfuckers like you to be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's real. I appreciate that love. For real. I mean a lot to me.
There ain't enough motherfuckers like you out there. That's why, you know what I'm saying, it's a must that we continue to find cats like you and play your music, you know what I'm saying? We can't fuck with none of that fuckboy shit. So here it is right here. Introduce it for me, brother.
Balls Deep, 100 Bars by Truth from the West Coast, Carson, California. We on.
Balls Deep.
FMG, this bitch.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't turn that dial. Only support the real.
From where I came from, I'm not supposed to even have made it. I'm not supposed to even be living.
Fuck the shit out of this beat. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to fuck the shit out of this beat. I'm going to go all the beat. Get in the guts and all that shit. Okay. Yeah. Look. They begging for war, but I don't think they want it with tea. These rappers are soft, and none of them are fucking with me. Most of them floss by saying they be up in the street. But blah, 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 this is what I do for the week. I say I'm a boss, now everybody looking at me. They waiting to come and dismangle me and murder my beat. But mangling me, it's kind of like you're eating a feast in front of a fucking Somali in that 200 feet. 22 pounds, and he had been 8 in a week. That's exactly how I'm feeling when I'm murking the beat. Step in the door, then nobody know I was raw. But fuck it, I'm ready. I got it even more than before. Walking it steady, waiting for a lion to roar to battle that nigga and take over the jungle with score. Half of these niggas ain't fucking what like half of my niggas. Murder the killers that everybody hit in the river. Said it was cool, rappers came back in November. But then I got mad and ruined everybody's December. I'm making it hot, and ain't nobody taking my spot. Whoever on top, I'm coming for you, ready or not. Yeah, I'm for real. Fuck around and get me a meal. Send me the bill. Casualties are part of the kill. Annihilate niggas annually. It's part of my deal. I'm spitting this automatically, mechanically spit. That pussy niggas is mad at me for keeping it real. The fuck it, nigga, I'm ready for him, step in the field. My bitches brought some spaghetti for him, send him a meal. Make it they last, panic what I want them to feel. Niggas are trash, leave them at the top of the hill. I'm whooping they ass till these niggas bow to my skill. What you expect? A pussy rapper talking some shit. Hold my dick, lying like I'm already rich. Promoting these pills, talking about my swag and shit. Fashion kicks, nigga, that's average shit. And I'm only gonna spit that fire to you mad as shit. You had to quit, retire cause you average, bitch. You calling yourself hip-hop, that's blasphemous. That's why this whole fucking song was some savage shit. I had to spit, I be in traffic with Freeway and Montreezy, I had this shit. Massacre, my middle name Massacre. Tell baby to shut the fuck up, who's asking her? They waiting for me to fuck up, to trash my verse. The any rap for the run up, I'm blasting first. Animalville, my whole verse is Cannibal Kill. Damage the grill,
Now you can't go pop you a pill. Sam in the field, so you know I'm riding for real. This ain't a drill, this is a refinery spill. Sooner or later, they gon' have to give me a meal. So don't let me dance with your hyena, cause I'm copping the field. Balling my fist, just because I'm sipping the fifth. So this what you get, like Marley when he's smoking a split. Gave you the script, now I'm about to give you a lift. Just follow my rules, you ain't gotta give me no lick. This is the lick, we gon' fuck up all of this shit. Any non-talented rappers is gonna be pissed. If you rapping about bullshit, then you can be ripped. Catching my drip, it's kinda like I'm catching a blimp. Catching my glimpse of what I'm about to turn in the neck. Turning my check, or you gon' have to fuck with me next. Thought I was simple, now I'm about to send you a missile. Lyrics to kiss you, hit you between the bone and the gristle. Yeah, I'm official, that shouldn't be even the issue. Catching my verbal, it's kinda like you learning jujitsu. This is my mental, you ain't gotta send me no limo. Just check out my demo, you gon' wanna send me to Leno. Yeah, I'm a keto, I don't think you read through my memo. I'm born in the ghetto, and I know I was meant to be rebel. Digging his feet, you ain't gotta send me no shovel. Just bring me some grass, I'm down in my animal level. I'm stuck in the past, now I'm about to step in the front. Three and out for you, now you gotta send me the punt. I'm Dion, nigga, you don't wanna kick me the punt. Cause I'ma serve your ass up, and I ain't what you want. Full of the skunk, nah, he was full of the drink. Full of the drunk, I could be whatever you think. Whatever you say, you could do whatever you make. As long as you ain't claiming hip-hop and doing the gay. Niggas can play however they wanna go play. But if you act a certain way, I'ma serve you one day, nigga.
Is that all you got, nigga?
Oh, no, that's just the tip of this iceberg.
Breathe, nigga, breathe!
I'm coming back, buddy. Yeah. Yo. Yo, it's Big Troop and shit, no. FMG shit. Empire shit. Yeah, I'm coming back. Let that shit run. Let's go. Thought I was finished, now I'm about to give them a blemish. Okay. Niggas is faggots, I'ma fuck them up till they finish. Okay. I am a chemist, I ain't seen my chemistry limit. Therefore, I'ma mix it until all these niggas diminish. Fuck what they feeling, I don't give a fuck what they saying. I fuck with the real, I say fuck whoever was playing. Shit is for real, this is how adrenaline feels. Rest of the warrior, you a fuck around and get killed. Damage a nigga, you won't know how to handle me, nigga. To tackle me quicker is like a copper calling me nigga. Pittsburgh Stiller, ain't nobody running my nigga. Ain't no back shoot. Get my defense tight. Ain't no eyeballs in the world that view my sight. Unless you're sitting in my forehead, I'm living my life. And ain't none of y'all did that. Tell homie to kick back. Fuck around and break that nigga arms like a kick ass. Niggas be hating when I'm going with that shit chat. Waiting on the bitch ass rapper to say my shit whack. Cause then it's gonna be on with the fuckery. Fuck around and fuck with me, I fuck around and fuck the beat. Fall deep, haters trying to check in on my recipe. Fuck your curiosity, I strangle you on any beat. You ain't spitting lyrically and you lost seriously. I can't even rock with you, me and you wasn't meant to be. Something happens to me when I be sipping this Hennessy. My energy makes memories of my enemies. The innocence and it doesn't really make sense to me. Relentless shit that I'm spitting is what I'm meant to be. I'm in the booth like a kid on some alcohol. Fucking this beat like a bitch on some alcohol. Yeah, Big Truth, I'm an animal.
How many bars is
I can't count them all. Maddie,
what up?
Pass me some Tylenol. I get a Pro Tools migraines when I set it off. And I ain't never took a break. Didn't ever pause. 9 years straight. Kicking rhymes like whatever, dog. Carson City, I'm a reppin' in whatever blog. Every interview, so if you ask me, I'm telling y'all. And even if they knock me down, I never fall. Cause I recorded good music forever raw.
That's what discipline is. Discipline is going in and doing something that you don't want to do, but you do it like you love it.
I always remember what people did to me, and always, I didn't want to get them back physically and hurt them, but I always wanted to laugh in their face, look at them in their eye.
I feel nothing. You know what I mean? Him, gun, mafia, whoever, I don't feel nobody. I really want to show them right now, but we have a couple of days to wait. Nobody, or no one, or anything, with a knife or gun or anything.
I fight to win. I do everything to win. My objective is to win. To win. Totally to win. I mean, everybody else says, this is what we do. We do this, we do this. The Jazz are right. I win. I fight to win.
God damn, that's what I'm talking about. At a time, at a day and age, Mac, when lyrics are just not even in the game anymore.
Wow.
You just got dumbed down, stupid, fucking ignorant rappers talking about nothing. That was a relief. I needed that shit.
Man, yeah, man. That's like a breath of fresh air and shit when you hear shit like that. Motherfuckers
I keep telling these motherfuckers when they say, oh man, the rap game, you motherfuckers ain't listening to the rap game. It's in the underground. These motherfuckers that ain't on the radio, that's posting their music for y'all to get, that's sharing this shit for y'all. These is the motherfucking spitters. Don't go running by that bullshit Jay-Z done dropped out, that he got Samsung to buy 1 million copies of it just to make them go platinum right off tops. You need to get at motherfuckers like Truth and Freddie Gibbs and the Bad Black, and we got Hen Dilla. It's just so many motherfuckers, man, that's out here spitting real shit. And I'm getting sick and tired of these motherfuckers not getting their shine, man. They're not even getting a chance to show these young motherfuckers what it is, man. And that's what's fucked up about it, Prez. Like, get the kids and the youth an option. And if you giving them both an option and you giving everybody an outlet and they choose that swagger shit, I'd gladly not say shit else and I'll just be done with everything I got to say. But if you ain't even giving these motherfuckers an option, listen to the song you just played, man. That's 100 bars of spitting. Motherfuckers ain't even doing that shit no more, Prez.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I'm saying? You want to get at that motherfucker for a verse, or you want to book him for a show, and just, you know, go facebook.com/truthcity, T-R-U-F city. I'm sure he's on Twitter. Let me put him up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I got him on the Twitter. Yep. I know,
and
I
they probably and you know they could catch him at the on the freeway thing. What's freeway? Freeway social network or whatever.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Truth.
The Twitter is Truth City, TRUFCITY, and then also, you know, you can download Balls Deep and my mixtape at freewaymixtapes.com, and then YouTube is youtube.com/TheEmpireMusicGroup, and like you said, Facebook is facebook.com/TruthCity. Y'all can get at me. Artists, I want to collaborate, get at me. Promoters that want to book something, get at me. Producers that want to work, get at me. Radio shows, whatever, just get at me. I talk right back to you. Just holler at me. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
On that hip hop talk that y'all was just saying too, that mean a lot to me to be a part of that.
Yeah, man, you spitting that shit,
you know?
Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we need that.
For real, man. A lot
that,
of motherfuckers talk that rap shit. And, you know, just because you can get in the motherfucking studio with Pro Tools and do some auto-tune shit and piece together some shit off a high night and then think you got a hot song, that ain't shit, man. You can tell you spend time with your shit. You work on what you do, man. And I can't do nothing but salute that, because motherfuckers be trying to tell me 2 Chainz or a tight rapper. Or them motherfuckers ain't doing shit but getting high and going in the studio, man. And then they piecing that shit together, and then they memorizing and they performing and making videos. Real niggas get in there and they write songs and they throw away a whole pack of paper before they get it right type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I can tell y'all grinding like that, man, and that's real shit, dog. And I, you know, hip hop ain't dead for the motherfuckers that think it is, man. It's motherfuckers out here spitting.
I salute you right back. I mean, even for, you know, like how you said, it feel good to hear some shit like that, like as far as music. It feel good just talking to a motherfucker about music that know music, that knows the dedication and the real hip-hop shit. I get happy just to have a conversation with a nigga who knows how hard it is to be really a lyricist and a true artist and without that bubblegum shit behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's big. It's a difference. I think that we should call this kind of shit hip hop, and we should call that other shit something else. It shouldn't be called the same thing. We should get a new genre.
It should be called shit. That's exactly what it should be called. Some pure and utter bullshit, horse shit. I like to call it horse shit. Get that swagged shit out of my face. Turn that off. I'm not listening to that. I done got out of the cars with motherfuckers that's playing that shit. Like, man, drop me back off, man. I'm not riding with you because I'm going to have a headache by the end of the night, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get into that future and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's just saying it's repetitive bullshit. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I
always respect cats that do their own shit.
Yeah, I love that picture on Facebook. It's got Tupac, and then below it, it's got, like, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and Drake. And for Tupac, said, this is rap, and right below it, it said, this is shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's exactly how I feel, man.
Like, this is straight bullshit. And you know, back in the day when we was young, we had motherfuckers hating on, you know what I'm saying? Like, my grandparents and my parents from the old school, so they weren't even hating. They just didn't understand the music. But
as we got older and the music started developing, I had my mama buying Tupac tapes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you knew this shit was real, because they was bridging gaps. When you could ride down the street and see an old white lady playing Dear Mama and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know damn well this lady don't know nothing about rap, but that one song, you know what I'm saying, probably turned her on to a whole different avenue and looked at young black people and young urban people a different way. You know what I'm saying? And just thinking that we all out here about some bullshit, man. And the kids ain't even getting that option, man. They coming out here and they thinking that they gonna be able to pop these bottles, and they gonna be able to, you gonna be able to do that, but you ain't gonna have no house, you ain't gonna have no car, you ain't gonna be able to pay your bills, you ain't gonna be able to do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But motherfuckers that's out here going through the struggle, and they get it, they can appreciate what they got, because they know they work for it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's real shit.
Real talk, bro.
I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming back on the show. We're definitely gonna have you on again, man, when you get ready to drop the project. Mac, as always, appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to end the show We're going to stay in Cali. We're going to go up to Sacramento, you know what I'm saying, with the homie Emo featuring Cheech.
Yeah.
Stay right here, stay right there off the No Filters mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Download that shit either at DadPiff, or I prefer you go to UGSForLife.com and download that shit right there on the front fucking page. Get that shit. And, man, we'll see you guys next week. You know what I'm saying? We might have D-Rock coming back. You know what I'm saying? Have a couple other surprises. So, you know what I'm saying? Just fuck with us on Saturday night, KFRB.
And true, if y'all doing shit, tune in tomorrow, man. We got some shit. We're going to pop some shit 9 off, man.
PM.
It's fucking bitch radio. So, if you got feelings, this is the show to leave them at home. If you want to roast a motherfucking, like I said, prayers last week, my new service is going to be for a motherfucker that's out, getting out of pocket, and you need somebody to call somebody up, roast their bitch ass, check their ass, and just get in their motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up on motherfucking Facebook, and I'll do that for you. Prank call them and everything. I don't give a fuck. It's time to start letting these motherfuckers know it's real motherfuckers out here, and we're going to get it back cracking and take this shit over from these weak-ass bitches.
That's what it is, brother. UGS for life, man.
What up, fuckers? It's your boy Cheech, a.k.a. Mr. Ollie Pop Pockets, a.k.a. Blender S. Thompson, a.k.a. Ask Your Bitch, better yet, Ask the Weed Man. And I'm doing this shit for my boy Emo, a.k.a. Mr. Mob Molly. Pay style or no style on mine, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, you heard what the fuck he said, nigga. Pay style and no style. And we tryna get that motherfucking money, nigga. So if it's all about that, stay right here, nigga, and I'll be right back. You know what it is. Sit down and pay attention while I hit you with game. You should be worried about the money instead of chasing the fame. No time for suckers playing, I created my lane, doing my motherfucking thing, trying to get me some change. A couple dollars in my jeans, smoking on hella green. Yeah, you smell a perk, the best you ever seen. The bitches, they on my nuts, my niggas, they on my team. We stay away from the haters, the ones who be looking mean. They only mad cause they ain't got no hustle bone in them. But if you run up, I promise you a bullet gon' hit them. Right between their eyes to make it show you never come back. I try to be cool, but see, you never should have done that. Now I'm taking over everything like I'm supposed to. Better get down on the ground when I approach you. Losing my head, thinking I'm going insane for all the shit I had to do to get my foot in the game. Homie, stay right there, and I'll be right back. I got somebody you should meet up in my Cadillac. And he be busting on you haters who be thinking that. Then I'ma run and I'ma punk cause I'm a skinny cat. Homie, stay right there, and I'll be right back. I got somebody you should meet up in my Cadillac. And he be busting on you haters who be thinking that. Then I'ma run and I'ma punk cause I'm a skinny cat. Homie, stay right here on deck. Smoke for breakfast. Loud sounds pounding out the trunk of the Lexus. Pin pack allowed, touching down the Texas. Southbound smoked out high than a Southwest. Shout out to Austin, you know it goes down. Shit, corn fed thick, that's my South by Southwest. Bitch, mob off top, talking my top hot lick. Pop a little Remy and a fat ass bronze split. Yo, my Marley, I'ma rip it on some puff gone shit. Going heavy with the guns in the water bong. Hits real recognized fake motherfuckers. Cause when I cut the grass, I seen snake motherfuckers. I'm a red nose pit, still wild as shit. So fucking with my folks, gon' leave you bit. I'm a beast in this shit, still heavy at the hip. So fucking with my fam, gon' leave you hit. Homie, stay right there, then I'll be right back. I got somebody you should meet up in my Cadillac. And he be busting on you haters who be thinking that. Then I'ma run and I'ma cook cause I'm a skinny cat. Homie, stay right there, then I'll be right back. I got somebody you should meet up in my Cadillac. And he be busting on you haters who be thinking that.
bustin' on you haters who be thinking that. Then I'ma run and I'ma pump cause I'm a skinny cat. Homie, stay right there.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.